It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With the number three, 20 years ago, 20 years of trying for Earnhardt. He won the Daytona 500. Austin Dillon wins the 60th running of the Great American Race.
Two-time NASCAR champion, Daytona 500 champion, and driver of the number three Chevy car, Austin Dillon, join us here on the Morning Shift. Good morning.
Morning. How's everybody?
I don't know. We'll get to how we're feeling with the Braves in a minute, Austin. I want to do some good stuff first. I'm very downtrodden this morning. All right, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
But we've had some bad news the last 24 hours with our Braves. But hey, you guys have had pretty good speed the last I'd say even maybe 3 to 4 weeks going back past Las Vegas. I know you enjoy Homestead and Martinsville. Martinsville, that paperclip's so tough.
Man, we were doing really well at Martinsville, and I screwed up a little bit. Go figure. I got on pit road. We were running about 10th or 11th, and in the pit stall, I went to leave and didn't have it in gear and ripped first gear out of the car. So that set us back. We had to go to the back of the field, drove back up to about 13th, and then we started having a little bit of a braking issue. Was able to bring it home 18th. Probably should have got tires there that last caution. We were kind of reeling at that point, but I was really happy with the car because we were able to pass and move up through the field. Thought we were going to have a pretty solid top 10 day, but when you come from the back to the front two times, you pretty much have to wear your stuff out doing it. And but I'm excited to go back to Martinsville because it's been a good track for us. Finished sixth in the fall race last year, and I felt like we were going to have that same day. Just missed it a little bit, but I'm really pleased with RCR and our cars. Homestead, Vegas, some of the best mile and a half stuff we brought to the track in a couple years. Haven't quite got the best finishes from those races, but I know I've got to have been in the top five of passing cars. We've passed a lot of cars the last 3 weeks.
Austin, like Bo said, we're downtrodden as Braves fans today. I do want to bring up, and I'm not trying to, bait you in anything, but the Martinsville Xfinity race on Saturday has made a lot of headlines this week. It's been in the New York Times, it's been all over. A lot of people talking about what can be done with the Xfinity series. And just to bring our audience into it that may not be aware of it, a lot of just people, you know, driving recklessly, moving guys out of the way, you know, doing things that owners, fans, TV companies don't exactly like. It's not a clean brand of racing. You've been on record, though, in the past of kind of highlighting how important it is to go out and win races and do whatever you need to do. What are your thoughts right now on the finish of the Xfinity Series at Martinsville? Because it's a place that you're known for beating and banging, but it seemed like it got over the top on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I think the big thing there that you take away is, for me, first of all, if you're going to make a move like that, you got to win the race from whatever position you do it from. Secondly, you know, the series itself has seen a big change over the years, where you used to, when I was in the Xfinity Series in 2012-13, half the field was made up of Cup drivers. So if you go and you ran third to fourth in the Xfinity race, you're running against the Cup field. So the measuring stick of where you exist or where you're at in your progression is pretty easy to see. Like, okay, this guy can compete with some of the top guys. Plus the cars were the same in the Cup and the Xfinity Series. They're just different horsepower. Now you've kind of canceled the ability for Cup guys to go run on Saturdays. And, you know, you can get five a year, but they're all spread out, kind of pick and choose when people do it. Back in the day, there was Cup guys running the full Xfinity Series. And you could really kind of measure yourself off of the competition and know where you were. Now it's a bunch of guys fighting to get to the next level, but you really don't know where you're stacking up because you're not racing against the guys at the next level. So the tension is high in the garage because they see the aggressiveness of the way they need to be, but they're not quite experienced enough to have that kind of aggression, or didn't have a good group of guys to learn from or talk to about, you know, how you get to in the races. Now, NASCAR has itself bred a little bit of this into the field with the way the competition exists now. You know, you've got to win to get in the playoffs. You've got to win to be relevant, really. You can't have a solid season and get to Phoenix. I mean, you could win the championship that way, but it just hasn't played out where it's just a points battle throughout the year. The points matter, but, you know, winning is what's emphasized. So when it gets to the end of these laps, when a guy could finish second and be happy with his day, it doesn't mean the same as winning. So yeah, I think NASCAR has bred a little bit of this. I think the move to take away Cup guys from the Xfinity field has also done some of that. But then you can turn around and say NASCAR's gotten a product that's getting exposure in these newspapers, and people are questioning it. But I mean, the 50% that don't like the way it's going, there's 50% that love the entertainment value of what the sport's bringing. Xfinity Series is getting a lot of highlight this week. And, you know, I don't really fault these guys because nobody's really in their shoes. You know, some of them are egregious moves, 100%.
Let me stop you right there. What can be done about it? How can you police something like this?
Well, I mean, if the guy's got in his mind that he can do it, then, you know, he's going to do it one way or the other. The only thing I think, you know, from NASCAR standpoint is you can start penalizing guys and, you know, calling balls and strikes more. Because then you can go to the ownership or your team and say, hey, you know, at the end of the race, your owners, you know, to me, the one thing they care about is winning, right? So if you get it done in the end, you know, it's good for them, good for the partners. It's a big game changer, but, yeah, I think that NASCAR has to show some boundaries if you want it to change. If they really want it to change, I guess is the biggest thing.
All right, Austin.
What you can and can't do.
Austin Dillon joining us, driver number three car. I didn't mean to cut you off there. All right, let's talk about these Braves. Our Braves, Austin. First off, it's not a great start, but then the Yurickson Profar news comes down, and I bet you probably were leaving the RCR building or maybe the sim, and you look down and you go, wait, what? I mean, suspended 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was hoping that signing would be a quality signing for us. Obviously, had a great year last year, but unfortunately, it didn't work out so far. We'll see what happens on the other side of it. But, yeah, it's a bummer for the Braves faithful, and just some moves you make don't work out, I guess, is the biggest thing I take from it.
Yeah, and I'm curious from your aspect, obviously, you know, competing at a high level, you have your ups and downs. The Braves offense, obviously in a massive slump as a team right now. It went 28 innings without scoring a run over the weekend and into last night. Just from your perspective, what can be done to kind of shake loose from a slump like that? And, you know, I know that it happens in NASCAR, it happens in baseball. Guys do, you know, have meetings and players-only meetings. I don't know what that looks like on your end, but what do you think can be done for a team like that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You got to go back to the basics. You got to start from the beginning and rely on technique and then energy. You know, you got to build some energy from within and get some momentum rolling. You can't just snap your fingers and make it happen, right? Like, you have to start from the beginning, start slow and one base at a time, I would assume, you know, try and get some base hits and manufacture runs and then work your way into it. You know, the Braves are been historically a home run hitting team, and, you know, it's probably feast or famine right now, and we're on the famine part of it. And hopefully that eventually that hot streak gets going and we can get on a run. It's not like we started off the year with two teams that aren't playoff contenders. You know, that's another part of this. I mean, they're both solid teams. The Braves were looked at as one of those teams as well. And we just got to get hot at the right time and create some energy, right, in that locker room to get everybody going and create that momentum forward.
That's absolutely right, Austin. Create that energy and get some momentum. Hey, real quick, got about a minute left. How excited are you for Darlington? I know it's all – when we do the iRacing and the sim, it's so hard because that wall will reach out and grab you.
Yeah, Darlington's it's a fun track, man. I'm really happy with these stretch races that we have here the next 2 weeks, Bristol and Darlington, places we can go capitalize on. We need to get the top 10 in there, man. We've gotten the speed to do it. We just haven't quite got there. So this is a good race in the past historically for us, and we'll go out there. And one at a time, man, you really are racing the track at Darlington. You can't get into a battle with another guy because you'll find yourself in the fence. The lady in black will bite you. So, yeah, we'll try and save our tires and make our way up through the field, get up by the fence and rip the wall a little bit and see what we got.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Thank you, guys. See you in a week or so.
All right, sounds good. Hopefully we got some wins from the Braves by then, and hopefully maybe you got one,
maybe
too.
A win for the three.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's
awesome,
right,
Dylan.
That's right.
Thanks, man. We appreciate you. Austin Dillon, driver number three car for Richard Childress Racing there in NASCAR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.